Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Space. We don't know anything.
No, I think we know a lot.
No, we don't. We know to Pluto. That's it.
Oh my
Pretty
god.
Far. What?
Yeah.
The dumbest man alive. Ever.
What could be past Pluto?
What could possibly be past Pluto?
How the fuck do we know what's past Pluto?
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 111. Today we are debating the scariest things in nature. And right now we're featuring the triumphant return of Dana B and Marty Mush, one of the most dynamic duos in the history of this show.
Did you have Dana on here because he braved a tornado? Or the after effects of one?
I didn't think about that, but that's a great point. This guy's not scared.
There we go.
I love
Dana.
Right
from the fucking jump.
These people need beer.
He braved two things. He braved the COVID, which is a naturally scary thing.
No, he brought COVID to Nashville.
Yeah.
Can we?
He Rudy Gobert.
No.
Gobert Nashville.
The Rudy Gobert happened as I fucking drove, literally... Maybe a mile into Nashville is when Rudy Gobert happened. What am I going to do, turn around?
In my head, I like that you... I picture you doing a beer tweet, on the rubble of a home as some natural light is dripping onto irreplaceable family photos.
Jesus Christ.
I like to imagine a family in Nashville with a decimated home. We don't have a home, but at least we don't have COVID. And then Dana bursts through the door.
Dude, and sneezes on them.
Filled rental car. He's the Kool-Aid man of COVID. Yeah. Dude, I heard Will Compton talking about that, and I was crying laughing at my desk because he was like, he had me on Bussin' with the Boys, first of all. He thought I was a step below Dave.
And I was just like, and he said he found out mid interview.
Yeah.
He said you were giving him hints conversation that you were poor.
Yes. he realized about 20 minutes in that I was just a nobody, and it clicked, and he's like, why do I have this guy on?
Wait, how did that get set up?
I don't even know. I was in Nashville saving the city, and he was there.
Were they working at Barstool at that point?
It was just when he first started. It was just me and Will.
Bussin' wasn't this big.
No.
No.
I was the first... I think I was the first guest. Or the first Barstool guest, at least. But that's... I knew it was going to come up eventually.
It's like the idea of the roof has written on it, help me. And you come down on the helicopter. It's Bud Light in one hand. Anyway, before we start out, let's hear from our first sponsor of the day, Game Time. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Deal with the last minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals, easy to find and buy tickets for any type of event in your area. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. See the view from your seat before you buy, which is really nice, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All in prices, so your total up front, so that you know you're getting a great deal without the hidden fees. Buy your tickets in seconds with two taps. They're pretty sure all of us here have used Game Time at least once before. Awesome app, super easy to use. You can get tickets to fucking anything you want. It's nuts. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account and redeem code LCB for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. All right, once again, we are doing the scariest things in nature. And as always, some very interesting submissions from both Marty and Dana. As you might imagine, actually braving a tornado was not one of them. I really should have been. I can't believe you didn't bring that up.
It didn't cross my mind. I'm not really particularly not scared of tornadoes, I would say.
Clearly.
Not the first time.
That's insane to say, though.
No,
tornadoes are
they
horrifying.
When I think of things that scare me, that doesn't pop out at all.
If a tornado was anywhere near you, you'd be scared.
Yeah, I would be very scared, but it's not the first thing that comes to my mind. It wasn't even on my list.
Well, it's not a very present danger. You don't wake up every morning and be like, oh, hope there's no tornado today.
Yeah. No, okay,
Are you guys more scared of that now?
Because you're guess
more
so.
In
there. Yeah.
You're closer.
No, I don't think it's in the city. Like when we first went to like a place, it's like Naperville's like a sprawling city with like lots of rural areas.
And they get them?
They get them. Yeah.
Okay.
But, if you're in like a densely, but like there's nowhere for the wind to really like cycle.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. First match of the day. Number 5 seed versus the 12 seed. The 5 seed is Earthquakes, and the 12 seed is Flash Floods. Just two natural disasters right off the bat. I decided to do a little research on each one just so we had like a better baseline. Just because I feel like we know, some we know a little bit, but not everything. Earthquakes. I just went and looked at the Wikipedia of every major earthquake recently. Like everyone has 1,000 deaths. It's great. Every single one of them. It's
how major
what
are we
percentage
talking?
Of them are deadly? Because isn't there like an earthquake every minute in California?
I think it's like over, 8 on the Richter scale or something like that. Okay. I forget what it was exactly. And then number 12 seed, Flash Floods. There's 127 deaths a year. Flash Floods. I don't think
that's
I've ever
it?
Experienced
that's
one.
Rookie
I would have thought it'd be way more.
I could swim out of it.
Yeah. I would have thought it'd be way more.
In the U.S. maybe?
You could swim out of it?
Confirm can't.
A flood?
You would just swim out of it.
Yeah,
it's just water.
That's a good point.
It's not a fucking hurricane.
Why didn't they think of it?
I mean, it's not as like.
Wait a minute. He said it's just water. It's not a hurricane, which is also.
You know,
what is the result of a hurricane?
But you could just stay on top of the flood.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you don't. Like
what are you saying?
You're
you
not.
Stay
you don't
on
have
top
to submerge
flood?
In a, fa-
Marty,
a flash
you,
flood.
You have the perfect
I mean, these
bill
people
to get
don't
pummeled
choose
by
to
a flash flood.
What'd you say?
You'd get pummeled by a flash flood.
No, I'm a fantastic swimmer.
You'd get hit by like a telephone pole floating down the street or a Kia Soul.
Glass.
I feel like it's almost like riding the top of a wave.
No. A lot of it's like stuff you don't see like, so.
My house, here's a victim.
Yeah, my house flooded very badly.
Was it a flash flood that got you?
I don't know if it's the correct term. I mean, it was, Siri or whatever says like it's a flash flood warning. From what I understand, 1 inch of rain equals 10 inches of snow for like,
mm-hmm.
to like eyeball it.
Yeah.
The flood that we had in 1 hour, it rained 11 inches, which is like unheard of. So the flooding was like terrible. And, you know, obviously if you're like a, you know, person with like no major assets that you have to like protect or whatever, but like, you know, house with like kids and stuff like that, cars, all that stuff. Very scary, but also the part that is potentially deadly is like if there's any like live wires in the water, like you can't see that. So technically you could step in an area and be like almost instantly electric.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Is that Drew Brees' birthmark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's
good.
Thank you. Yeah. We rebranded. He wasn't using, he retired. So we now use Drew Brees' birth. You're the first person to recognize that.
That's actually very impressive.
We've had that for like 4 months.
I thought it was like something smeared, and I'm like, that looks pretty familiar.
Dana!
That is the craziest thing I've ever witnessed.
Are you fucking with him that he's right?
Yeah,
are you?
That's 100% what it is.
Really? Wow, that was incredible.
I don't think it's that impressive because I think I have a very...
No, it is so impressive.
That's impressive.
No, I think I have a very vague memory of seeing it at some point.
Oprah fucked it up. Do you remember?
She's like, Oprah tried to wipe it off his face.
With you guys, I mean, I vaguely remember you posting it. Like
we
once.
May have, yeah.
Yeah,
but I think we just posted sense. Like rebrand without any context. I don't know. Good call, Dan.
Good eye.
Yeah, thanks.
That's crazy.
We'll start out with you, Stephen Che. Earthquakes versus flash floods.
Stephen Che's going on about like how you can die in a flash flood, and he's just like, Dana's like, oh, is that Drew Brees' birthmark?
I can't get my eye.
That's how fearless Dana is of a flash flood.
Yeah, no, I got to stick to my roots. I don't live in a flood zone anymore, thank God. But I'm going to go flash flood.
Flash floods. KB.
Yeah, I grew up in a town that's been decimated by floods multiple times, so I think just geographically I'm way more afraid of floods.
Well, you could just swim out of it, so what's the big deal?
I hated just shoveling muck out of the garage after a flood
happened.
Yeah, we
experienced, Katrina was bad for our area. And
that was a flood?
Wait, Katrina was bad
for
West Virginia?
We had 3 feet of water on the ground.
During Hurricane Katrina?
Oh, yeah, the Ohio River got it. So we were right on it.
Like cars were floating away.
People
was really,
died.
Really, yeah.
New Orleans takes all the credit for that.
Yeah.
People died like last year in a flash flood. We get fucked.
People die a lot from floods. I'm sure earthquakes are maybe more devastating.
100% more.
But I'm more afraid. I've experienced fear for floods.
Okay.
The fact that the flash floods are flash, right? Like, is that? I always thought it was from like a dam breaking. I didn't know the difference between that and a flood.
I think my biggest fear would be being in a car on a street that was...
Yeah.
So I did read that almost all of the deaths, like 80% of the deaths in flash floods are people in cars.
Yeah, drowning in a car is a horrible fear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But with a flood, you can get to high ground. An earthquake is just the earth. That's what makes that so scary for me. And then it brings tidal waves and shit like that. So tsunami, I'm going, what's so funny?
Flood experience that my street flooded, but our neighbors across the street have like a very slight inclined driveway. So I saw this car try to get through the like flooded area and was not making it. So pulled up in this random driveway and it parked there. Like the person was in the car for like over 24 hours.
Just waiting out this flood? The people in the house didn't invite them in?
I don't think there were. I think the owners of that house had recently passed away.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I think it was like a vacant house.
So, yeah, I'm going, there's no real escape from earthquakes. That would scare the shit out of me, even a light one in L.A., no earthquake.
Well, one earthquake. Marty?
I got to abstain. I really don't.
You're not scared of either?
Scared of either one.
That's crazy. Did you guys not ever experience an earthquake? We had one in New York, and I want to say... Yeah. August 24th, 2011, somewhere around there. somewhere in that.
I'm checking.
I'm looking right now.
I want to say this exact date.
It hit the East Coast. It hit the New York area. I remember it was summer vacation. I was home in my den. It was like 2:26 p.m., something like
August
that.
August 23rd. You were close.
Ah, I'm such an idiot.
It was in Virginia.
Was it 2011?
It came up to New York. Yeah, it was 2011, obviously. and I remember I literally like... It didn't hit New York that hard. I got up from my couch. I increased my fan speed like by one, and then I sat back down. And I kind of feel like I remember feeling the room shake a little bit. And I was like, wow, maybe it's just because I moved the fan up a notch. I thought my fan speed was just so powerful. And then I got on Facebook. Everyone was like, oh, my God, it was a fucking earthquake. So I experienced an earthquake, but I didn't know it at the time. Well, I mean, you could take it as I just thought it was my fan being too fast. So is it really that scary? But
I can't believe you just told that whole story.
That's a great story. It's one of my best stories.
you know what? I'll go earthquake because it's more of an unknown. Like the flood, you know it's coming. You know.
I think about like 20. I feel like all disaster movies start with an earthquake, but they also have floods.
I want to walk back what I said about floods.
I don't think you should.
No, I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody that's lost somebody in floods.
Only 127 people a year.
Come on, we're not going to do that.
No,
bullshit.
We're not walking.
I didn't realize how. Bro, I didn't know. I thought when I think of a flood, I think, oh, it's a bunch of water. Like you can just fucking swim.
You would be like a buoy in the water.
That's what I'm saying.
You would just be. You'd be chilling.
Also, apparently, it's only 127 people a year. So statistically speaking, it's probably nobody knows.
They're old. They couldn't swim.
Also, I think dying in a rarer way is cooler for your legacy.
1,000%.
All right. Well, I want to walk back the fact that it's not scary because it sounds scary. How about that?
Well, he's abstaining. What are you going for?
Earthquakes.
2-2.
For sure.
Why for sure?
Because if you're on a high top, like the top of a high building or something, that's scary. It just collapses. Like, I don't want to be in that situation.
Fair enough. I'm
always at the top of a high building.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
You never know.
Tommy?
I think earthquake, because it's such an unfamiliar, like, not to sound like an inconsiderate prick like Dana to all those victims out there, I pray for you, but it is, at the end of the day, like, a flood is something you're familiar with, like, it's water. Like, an earthquake is, like, this weird phenomenon that's like, what the fuck is this?
I can't believe
Are you supposed to get between a door hinge? Or is that
you backtrack because of the victims?
Dana was thinking about like that one tweet he was going to get. It's actually my sister-in-law.
I don't know, man.
Died from a flood.
Kyle, you wore a shirt on the Yak once with just a random picture of a girl on it, like a friend. And you said it's an in-memoriam shirt because she died in a flash flood, and you got shit on.
Oh, yeah.
People are defensive about floods.
People
I don't know.
See? Yeah.
See?
I'm actually, fuck them. Fuck floods. It's a pathetic way to die. I'm going, earthquakes are way more scary. Yeah, earthquake.
Earthquakes will move on regardless. Next up, we have the number 4 versus the 13. The 4 seed is volcanoes. Which is like one of the examples we talked about when we initially suggested it. And that's versus number 13 seed, sinkholes.
Ooh.
Sinkholes is a cool one.
Oh, I was trying to think of that fucking word.
Yeah, different than quicksand.
Like an hour, I couldn't think of the word sinkhole.
Different. Yeah, you did. And I forget the way you described it. You said everything but sinkhole.
I just said a hole in the ground, I think.
You did. You said random holes that open up in the ground.
That's
and
fair.
I read it and I was like, you're describing a sinkhole.
That's the exact definition.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of the fucking word for an hour.
Open holes are scary.
Yeah. Yeah. For the volcano one, the one I always think of is the Yellowstone one because people always talk about that. If I just looked up. If that one erupted, it would bury the entire country in 3 inches of ash, which would kill millions.
The entire country?
Yeah.
How fast does it take, though?
To bury the country? Yeah. Probably a little while, but...
Yeah, see, it's...
Well, wait, how long... Is that on the fucking... Is that possible?
What do you mean?
That's a known thing. Like, that if the Yellowstone blows up, we're fucked.
It's like a mega volcano.
It's probably I know about the geyser there.
Yellowstone?
It's active. Yeah.
And if it could blow up any day and cover... all the way to like Virginia with ash, and we're fucked. All crops are dead.
All crops and like the biggest breadbasket in the world.
That's horrifying.
Gone.
Yeah.
Think about that.
It's like we're sitting
on a
bomb.
I've been to Yellowstone. I remember they had a little nice little fountain, but apparently.
Yeah, the guys are all faithful.
So why don't they put like a dome around it or some shit?
That's a good question.
Honestly, we should not, like, I don't think it's a simple fix, but Marty's, like, we should be thinking of a defense here.
A little proactive. Yeah. Also, Marty, it just goes boom
up. It goes straight up in the ash.
Just
gets carried
put a tunnel
wings.
Over the hole.
Exactly. Why don't we blow it up with, like, a tank or something?
Yeah, we should blow it up with a tank.
The volcano.
Now we're thinking of ideas here.
Controlled demolition of Yellowstone supervolcano. Is that what we're going for?
Do we have any sort of, like... warning when it's gonna blow?
No, I think it just goes.
I think it just would go.
It doesn't speak.
That's
and look
scary.
At the map of like how much of the U.S. will be fucked.
Yeah,
we're definitely dead here. Has to be some kind of warning.
New York lives right.
That's I think New York's fine, there's,
but like you guys would. I would rather die in this than like have the food shortages and the war for fresh water.
That could be fun for a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Tommy, you would be, you'd be ass raped.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun for a little bit.
You'd have to give up ass for like croutons.
So anyway, volcano versus sinkhole. Sinkhole, when I looked up sinkholes, deaths are remarkably rare for sinkholes. And I thought it would be a lot. And it's very, but damage is really bad.
What is that like what is that? A Middle Eastern thing?
No, Pittsburgh gets them all the time.
Oh, a lot of sinkholes. What is a sinkhole?
Just strike if you have in major cities, like if the infrastructure gets like undermined underneath like the foundations and shit, then it just like collapses.
Collapse mines.
Yeah, and then like other caverns. Roads, sometimes like the underneath gets like fucked up by like those underwater river things. I forget what they're called. But yeah,
the ground basically just collapses.
Yeah, it just collapses in on itself.
It
might not. There might not be a lot of deaths, but it'll be a shitty way to go.
Yeah, it would be a tough one. So sinkhole versus volcano. Tommy Smokes.
I think I gotta go sinkhole. Volcanoes, I mean, I feel like I can avoid volcanoes pretty swiftly. I don't go near them. Sinkhole sounds like it could happen at any point. I mean, I guess a volcano is more destructive. Sure. Yeah. Sure. But is that what we're debating?
What are we voting on?
What are we more scared of?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm kind of taking
what's
this as...
scarier?
I think what we're most scared of.
What we're more... I'm going to go with... Like, I'm going to vote as, like, tomorrow what I'm going to wake up and think about more and be more scared of.
You mean you're scared of?
Okay. I'm not going to think about volcanoes tomorrow. I might start thinking about these fucking sinkholes.
Even after all that Yellowstone talk, you were just terrified.
That's volcano?
It. Yeah.
I thought we said that was sinkhole.
No, it's a super volcano.
How would a sinkhole cover the country?
Everybody, that's how it started. The transition there was sinkholes at Yellowstone.
No, that's a volcano.
No.
Yeah, super transition
was you getting ass.
For the volcano one, the one I always think of is the Yellowstone one because people always talk about that. If I just looked up. If that one erupted, it would bury the entire country in 3 inches of ash, which would kill millions.
The entire country?
Yeah.
How fast?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't the transition.
Second one?
It was all volcanoes, I'm telling you.
No, we were talking about sinkholes, and somebody said Yellowstone sinkholes.
No.
Yellowstone's a volcano.
Yeah, it's a super volcano.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. If Yellowstone erupts, it would cover the whole country.
I'm telling you, check back that transition, and then Tommy was right in the comments.
Yeah, comment Tommy was right.
Yeah, I'm going to go sinkhole still.
Sinkhole?
We're fine in New York with the volcano.
Honestly, now that you're saying it's not that, there's not a whole lot of deaths, I wouldn't mind riding a sinkhole.
Yeah.
Just like a ride?
Yeah, it'd be like a little thrill, you know? Go down to the earth real quick.
I feel like a sinkhole is like a shark's mouth.
Like, you ever see, like,
with fish, all the teeth?
Fish go into, like, a whale's mouth?
You're thinking of a whale, not a shark.
Whale, yeah.
Yes.
And like, they go in their stomach, and it's like they're still floating around?
Yes.
Like, I feel like
you played Kingdom Hearts. Did you play Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, I played Kingdom Hearts.
There was a fucking level where you're in the whale's stomach?
That was awesome. It was the Pinocchio level.
That's the reference, and not Pinocchio or, like, a Job or, like, any other, like, of the big Pinocchio, references.
Fucking Noah. Actually watch
Pinocchio.
The Pinocchio cartoon, yes, classic.
You watched that?
Yeah.
As a kid.
Is that? Oh, that's what it's... So that's what the Kingdom Hearts thing is?
Yeah, yeah. Kingdom Hearts is Disney.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
It's also a major biblical reference.
Anyways, it would be cool to be inside a whale's stomach. You would.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get where you're, you know, into a sinkhole, into the earth.
Do people actually get swallowed by whales and survive?
I don't know.
Pinocchio.
I was thinking about this.
Why not?
Pinocchio's a doll.
Yeah. How would they get out?
Pinocchio's a real boy.
They get out through the blowhole.
That's a good point.
That's how they get out.
Something we're forgetting, too. You can't breathe in either of these situations.
Why not?
Why not?
In a sinkhole, you're underground.
Who says you're getting caved in?
I'm in the whale's mouth right now.
What?
I'm in the whale's mouth right now.
It's water. There's no air in there.
In the stomach?
You're not in water. In a whale's mouth?
Whales breathe air.
You're going, yeah, but you're not getting eaten into his lungs.
Yeah, that's how you get eaten into a whale's
mouth. What do you mean? There's air.
You're going into his stomach.
They swallow you. Yeah, their stomach's just like it's
acid.
It's like being inside a fucking studio.
It's like bear. It's literally like bear. It's just bear in there.
It's just bear.
I thought you meant like there is a bear in there.
There is a bear. That really fucked. So which one are you going for?
Which is scarier? I mean, definitely volcanoes, but like sinkhole. You probably get a good payday off a sinkhole too, right? Mm-hmm.
If you
like,
sue the city, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times, this isn't a sinkhole, but you know those little fucking things in New York City, the
grates. The grates.
No, the base, like where you go to the basement of a restaurant.
Yeah, the doors.
I pray every time I step
when it bends in.
Yeah, I hope it breaks every time.
Yeah.
You pray that it breaks?
So I can get them. A nice payday.
Mm-hmm.
Marty?
I'm going sinkhole. Volcano, you know it. You'll know. You'll hear about it, you know? You won't hear about a sinkhole.
Well, apparently you won't hear about the Yellowstone.
Well, you won't hear.
You'll hear about it. Like, it blew up, guys. All right.
You'll hear it. You'll physically hear it.
Get on a flight. If you
can't fly in the ash is the problem, too.
If why not? It blows up and where's Yellowstone at?
It's in, like, Montana and Wyoming and stuff.
Yeah, I thought...
Where did you think it was? We should have made you answer what you thought.
Yeah, oh my God, where did you think it? Where did you think
Yellowstone
was?
Where did you think it was?
Nope, in Montana.
Florida?
Yeah.
Wait, seriously?
No, he thought it was in California or something.
I didn't know it was in
Montana. Well, what state did you think?
Maybe out of the country? I don't know.
No. Hawaii.
It's like the whole show, too, Yellowstone.
I don't watch that shit. That's, yeah. You know, old horses and shit, I don't watch.
It's modern day.
I agree with you, yeah.
I'm with you on
that. That show looks like it sucks.
Any old horse show, I can't do.
Yeah.
Won't
walk
into it, shit,
Mr. Ed. No chance.
That's been an ironclad Marty Roo for a while.
Yeah,
no, what percentage of Alex Bennett's brain is it currently taking up?
I forgot about that. Nick?
I'm going volcanoes here. Lava would hurt so fucking bad, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're just, like, stepping on it on accident. Like, a little piece of it.
I think lava goes really fast, too. Doesn't it break, like, 100 miles an hour?
It can go pretty quick, and then it, like, mixes the mud.
And also, I watched this documentary on Netflix about, like, this volcano people went to go tour. I forget where. And they didn't know it was going to blow up, and so many people died, and, like, just from breathing in ash. Like, burning your lungs from the inside? P.U. No volcanoes for me.
No volcanoes, KB.
Yeah, I think the volcano is the most terrifying thing on Earth.
It's magma is like, that's like the sign of the devil.
Lava,
like,
is cool.
You think of hell and you think of a volcano, basically. Yep. It's like that's the exact situation.
Do you think of lava
and
as squishy?
I think of it. I think of the hot lava game. Anyone ever play the hot lava game as a kid? That was the best fucking game.
It's a plasma, right? It's not a solid, liquid, or gas. It's plasma.
It's pyroclastic flow is the thing that kills everybody or something. It's like mixed with the rock and shit.
Who said that, Dana?
No, that was Marty. I feel like it is Play-Doh, though. I could see it.
I guess, I
you
think
thought
it was,
lava
I think
was like Play-Doh?
Like Jell-O.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably like Jell-O.
It looks like it tastes good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I think.
I think we once did things we wish we could taste. And
we did.
Lava
Things that aren't edible that look like they taste good.
Yeah,
poison
yeah.
dart frog one in a landslide.
That's right. So KB went for volcano, Che?
Yeah, volcano. Especially, you know, being where we live right now, like if the air was unbreathable, that's certainly a large.
Yeah, you got to think that's a tough one. Next up, 8 versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is Riptide. Ooh. I like this one. Anyone that's lived near like anywhere near the ocean and stuff, you're always
explain Riptide to me exactly.
So like if you
great
get,
song.
You can get caught in Riptide if like you're out swimming in the ocean. Like it's basically just a wave kind of just sucks you down in as it's pulling the tide back.
You'll be at the
and
beach
just get caught in it.
And yeah. you come out and your parents are like way down the beach.
Yeah.
Because you got taken by the tide.
Mm. All right, that never tide, seems like a big
that's
deal.
Yeah, but that's a small tide.
That's just the current.
That's a small current. No, wait till it's a riptide.
It basically traps you underwater, and you can't breathe. And even though you're pretty close to the
sounds that sounds awful.
Yeah.
It sounds way different than what Marty says.
100 deaths a year, but 30,000 people need to be saved by lifeguards from riptide every year.
Tommy, I'm surprised. This is like something you should be deathly afraid of if you go to the beach.
I don't go to the beach that much.
I got the riptide speech like the birds and the beach speech.
Mm. I just don't go to the beach that much. So,
How common are they? Because I feel like it's just you hear about it a ton.
I got caught in it once. It was really scary.
Yeah.
But like they always teach you to just swim with it. It just feels like your head is like caught. Like you can't physically do anything. And
like you can't go back. You can't go back towards land.
You have no idea where you are.
You can't fight it. You got to let it take you.
Yeah. Yeah, like you have no idea where you are at all because it's like twisting
that
and turning.
Sounds horrifying.
It was really bad.
I'm legit never going to the beach again.
Tommy's never going to be in a situation where his nipples have to be out, so he's
yeah. Right, that's true.
So why you go to the pool, boys.
Do you not go in the water at the ocean, Tommy?
No, I do. Okay. Sometimes. Like maybe I've been in an ocean water 3 times
the last
3 or 4 years.
The last time we were at the beach, someone called you autistic? Something like that, right?
No. You fucking made me go fill up fucking water for Rhea or something. Like
a water bottle?
No, yeah, no, like Rhea needed a water. There was an empty water bottle and she needed whatever water. So it was like
trying to give her salt water?
Can you go put she asked Marty, can you go like fill up this water bottle with the ocean water? And I don't know why Marty said no. But then, like, I was like, yeah, I'll just fucking do it. And then as I was doing it, like, a stoolie recognized me and was, like, looking at me like I was crazy. Like, why is Tommy, like, filling up a water bottle with ocean water at the beach? And, like, thought maybe that I was autistic.
Yeah, I remember that. That was good.
The number one thing you shouldn't do.
Have you ever told the story about Castellani texting you?
Oh, yeah. No. People know about that.
All right, yeah.
Oh, well, you got to tell people now.
This has been talked about on Dave Portnoy show and stuff, but yeah, the day after Castellani got hired, it was like after the Tigers no hitter and then a Yankee also threw no hitter Corey Kluber. He like DM'd me and was like, "Congrats on the no-no! Super excited to like start working with you. Like as someone on the autism spectrum myself, I've always really admired you."
I didn't know that. That's so funny.
You didn't know that?
I never heard that. That's
oh my
really
God.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny. Holy shit.
I mean, I'm not autistic.
That's for damn sure.
but it was humbling to be called. I mean, you know, I'm a beacon of hope. And that was the thing is like, I couldn't tell them.
You got invited to like the cookout. What's the autistic version of getting invited to the cookout?
Getting invited to the train set.
Yeah, the train con.
Yeah, I literally was like, I couldn't tell
to the puzzle room.
I couldn't tell him like, hey, I'm not like actually
to
like,
the
autistic.
Train set. yeah, that's it.
You got the pass. That's going up against the Riptide is going up against the 8 seed Lightning. Lightning, a lot of people are scared of Lightning. 1.5 billion strikes a year.
Too
which
many.
I don't know. It feels like it makes sense, but at the same time, I read that number.
No,
people?
That's
so many. No, just strikes.
Oh,
strikes on the ground.
I was going to say, we got to fucking.
And the point which the Lightning hits, it's the size of you.
Wait, do you thought it was 1.5 billion people that struck by Lightning here?
Like, how have I not been struck?
Humanity would be gone.
That'd be amazing.
I was fucking taken back, dude. Holy shit, that's like the time Marty thought there were 7 people that died in World War II.
Oh Jesus.
Dude, that was not 7.
I don't know what's further off base.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, that's
honestly,
close.
Honestly, probably the Lightning.
Lightning might be further off base than 7 dying in World War II.
7 dying. Wait, you thought how many people died in World War II?
It was a great clip on mixtape, I think.
Was thinking, and 7 came out.
Just a number 7? Yeah. Like in the opening minute? Like,
I don't
what
know
do
if
you mean?
You're allowed to say you were thinking.
But when I was reading more, when lightning hits, it hits an area the size of your thumb, which gets 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun, which is, I don't know how people live through that.
That would like fucking hurt.
I didn't know that was a part of it.
Yeah, the point, damn. I thought you just kind of got
shot backwards and your hair stood up.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, and you get ash in your face somehow.
Yeah, but then you take off your glasses and the skin's still clean behind there.
Correct.
Is it not auto death?
People survive. One guy survived like 8 strikes.
Have you seen the scars people get?
There's a community. They chill with each other and stuff. They had like conventions.
Wasn't Drew Brees? Or no, that was
yeah.
A fake.
Like they okay. got pissed about Drew Brees' fake stunt.
What I always get confused with the lightning stuff. Like, do you have to go to high ground or avoid high ground? I feel like it's very mixed messages. Or
you
open
go
fields.
Avoid.
Isn't it crazy? Are they good? Are they bad?
Is lightning strike?
Oh yeah.
Stars?
Ew.
I think you said 7 people died in the Holocaust.
No, it wasn't the Holocaust. He's trying to.
I mean,
get
Holocaust
that off
is
his
part
ass
of.
I looked it up, and
it's part of World War II.
It says that, yeah.
Yeah. So technically, you're right. That's just as bad.
Yeah.
He may as well have said that. But yeah, so that's going up against lightning strikes.
So wait, you go to open fields or you don't?
No.
No.
Do you go to trees?
No.
Nothing.
That's where you don't go. No poles, right, so, no trees.
Yeah, no metal.
No open fields.
No open fields.
You go inside.
Okay, those are always the places I thought you had to get to.
You want to be near rubber,
just,
right?
Just think about that real quick. An open field, is that the spot?
I feel, yeah, no, that makes sense. But a tree, it's like, oh, it'll get the tree instead of me.
It
right,
says
but then the tree's going to explode.
Find a sturdy building or get inside a car, truck. Avoid utility poles, barbed wire fences, convertibles, tractors, and motorcycles. Why do you have to avoid
convertibles,
tractors, and motorcycles, but get in a car?
Convertibles makes sense.
But why? You just can't be out in the open?
Yeah.
Look for a thick patch of small trees. Avoid long, tall, lone trees. So don't go near one long tree.
Okay, so you can see the fucking confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't lie flat. If your hair stands on end,
squat
down.
Wait, don't lie
down.
Flat?
Yeah. If your hair stands on end,
cover more surface area.
I feel like I heard you know it's happening for like a couple seconds before it happens.
Yeah,
like
your hair starts standing up.
And you got to get on the ground.
That's terrifying.
It says...
Wait, you get on the ground? I thought it said don't get on the ground.
It said don't. It said if your hair stands up on end, squat down with your head between your knees.
Oh, that.
If you're swimming or boating, get to dry land and find shelter fast. Too late.
Wait, this sounds unavoidable.
This is hard. I'm like, I have a knot in my stomach.
Yeah. Stay indoors.
I didn't know lightning was hot.
Don't take a shower. Water pipes conduct electricity. Avoid appliances. If lightning strikes someone, call 911. Yeah, I needed that instruction.
Yeah, the shower one is crazy. Can't take a fucking shower.
Yeah, that's Jesus Christ. Okay, so that's lightning strikes versus riptide. Che.
In high school, like I feel like junior year, someone had their license. We went to play ultimate frisbee in like the middle school field. And the middle school field was like 2 or 3 baseball fields. Really big, ton of grass. And all of a sudden, there was like a torrential downpour and like a lightning storm. And so we were in my buddy Mike's car, and we played. I think we did like rock, like a. I think there were 4 of us. We did like a rock paper scissors tournament. And the loser had to take his little league bat, which was in the trunk of the car for some reason, and run across the field holding it up.
Oh my god!
And so I did it.
Yeah,
you did that.
Yeah.
Did you get struck?
No, I didn't. Got pretty wet, but not struck. But
that's
scary. Looking back on that, that's extremely dangerous.
If you got struck and didn't remember it, it would explain a lot.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
What percentage of people die from lightning strike?
Oh boy.
The number of people that get struck by lightning, I feel like, has to be under.
This is part of
a year?
Yeah.
To be part of that.
Oh
community.
No, it's way
10%.
Yeah,
it might be 1 a year.
That's it.
10% of people that get struck die. 90% would have various degrees of disability.
So you're guaranteed a level of disability.
Leaving 90% with varying degrees of disability.
Varying, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave this podcast very scared.
Yeah, me too.
No, it's terrifying.
So far, lightning is my clear number one.
Of everything.
I don't like lightning at all.
I'm way more scared of riptide. If you go in the ocean, like getting dragged out and seeing, you know,
but it sounds
family,
like
friends, et cetera, on the surface and everyone panicking and...
You can't see shit.
I'm not a great swimmer. Like, I can swim, but I'm not like a great, like, going against the tide. Like, forget it. I'm cooked. So that is actually much more real and scary to me.
KB.
Yeah, riptide for sure.
Riptide for sure.
I still think there's a decent chance it could happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, how often do you go swimming in an ocean?
In the ocean?
Probably one or two times a year.
And then how many lightning strikes? How often?
But the chances of riptide happening versus a lightning strike is...
Agreed.
Way
fair. Nick?
And that would be a much worse way to die. That'd be one of the worst ways to die.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, like, that would be. The panic would be way worse than the lightning. But I think for me, the lightning, there's so many that panic would be tough. And then the exhaustion, knowing you're going to drown. I'm going Riptide. Fuck it.
Three for Riptide after all this lightning talk.
Yeah.
Marty.
There's two things. One, there's an opening scene of Curb where he gets stuck in a Riptide and he like thanks life after. It's like they show him in the Riptide. It's terrifying. And two, lightning, you know when it's coming. Mm. Riptide, you have no idea.
You know you're in the fucking ocean.
You don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, but lightning is going to happen. Lightning could strike anywhere.
Know when it's raining.
Not really.
Or it's really hot.
What? Not really.
There's
what?
Volcanic lightning. You ever see that? That's scary as shit. It looks like hell. Like
I feel like it's easier to avoid Riptide than it is to avoid lightning.
Just don't go in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know.
I don't think that's the case, because you can only get struck by lightning like if you're in like an open field, really.
You're like holding a baseball bat in the air like this.
Yeah, and like during a rainstorm.
I thought you can't get struck by lightning just walking through the city?
Because buildings have lightning rods. Things are so hot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going Riptide.
Going for Riptide.
Lightning can also just burn your house down, right?
If it hits
your
house. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
And then lightning striking planes happens a ton, I guess.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Is Roan in the office? Because Roan was on a plane that got struck by lightning not too long ago, and he's a brave flyer. And he said like they lost control for like 30 seconds, which in aviation is a long time.
And you guys are voting for fucking Riptide?
I know. I just realized that. I thought lightning was just hitting me on the top of the head.
You want to switch?
Way more prevalent. I'm going lightning.
Switching the lightning. Anyone else switching?
No, not a chance.
No. Riptide's scary as
fuck. You're sticking, but now it's not over yet. Dana?
Lightning.
Lightning.
Dude, I mean, I don't even really go in the water anyway, so like, I don't have to worry about that. I guess it would be like a little
raised sea level.
What's so fucking funny?
Do you not?
The water displacement would be crazy.
Yeah. Everything goes up.
Jay was dying.
Yeah, he's cracking up.
I don't go in the ocean.
Dana goes for a wade and floods the boardwalk, dude.
Yeah. Why was it so funny, Steve and Jay?
That was just like a classic big guy thing, but like, yeah, I don't really go in the water.
I'm fat. I just don't like that.
Do you wear
like,
t-shirts? Okay.
No, I don't wear fucking t-shirts.
Just bask in the sun. That's
yeah, I like getting tan, and then if I sweat, it's whatever. I'm not going to jump in the fucking whatever.
Tommy.
Oh, lightning. Easily. I'm going to walk out of this podcast more scared of lightning than I am of anything in the world.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're tied up. Based on this conversation, I'm now more scared of lightning. And I survived Riptide, so I feel like so I think that I'm not as scared of it anymore.
What
although
kind
it was the scariest thing.
Did you,
if it
you
came
in?
Again, it'd
were
be
you a
like
big Riptide.
It was, what do you call it? Islip Beach, like the Islip County Beach, like in my local town, and just got caught in it.
What
I think
kind,
it lasted.
Kendrick probably hit with a fucking
kind.
Wave.
What's 1 to 10? Was it like a 3? Riptide?
I don't. I've never been in any other Riptide. I don't have a basis to put it on.
How do you know it was Riptide?
Because I was stuck. I was tumbling, and then I got out like screaming because I was like probably like I think like 12, 13 years old.
You couldn't.
I was like, what
swim.
The fuck just happened? What the fuck just happened? And the lifeguard's like, oh, you just got caught in Riptide.
Like casually?
Like, no, like he saw me struggling. He had starting to run over when I got out. And I was like, what the fuck's that? And he's like, you just got caught in Riptide.
80% of Riptide deaths happen to men in their 30s.
Oh, shit.
What?
Fuck.
That's crazy.
All of us?
Oh, fuck. True.
We are the exact demo of Riptide death.
No, I got a few years left.
A couple months left.
And enjoy the beach while you can, Tommy.
You're on like the Jacob Sartorius aging pattern, Tommy. You've been like 27 forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was Jacob Sartorius also 27?
No, but he was like 16 for 10 years.
2000 You guys ever watched that Fauci interview or what?
I watched part of it after you mentioned it.
Him and fucking Sartorius?
Yeah.
Wait, Fauci interviewed Sartorius?
Yeah, we went talking about it all the time.
Yeah, I never believe it.
No,
I still don't. I'll leave this podcast not thinking about it.
Yeah.
Not knowing it.
Okay, so Lightning's going to move on. One seed versus 16 seed. We'll do the chain first. First option is honey badgers. They steal your bacon.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like
honey badgers will like literally break into your house, go in your fridge, steal your bacon, and leave. Like they
that
are.
That can't be true.
It's a documentary. Well, I'll show you. They literally opened this guy's fridge, stole bacon, and left.
Oh yeah.
That was probably one honey badger. That doesn't mean all of them.
A singular honey badger on PBS. Fair enough.
Can I see a picture?
Make
yeah,
that
I mean,
up.
That sounds way worse than getting struck by lightning.
Well, no, but
where's
then,
my bacon?
Well, no,
that would be the best thing that ever happened.
I would
man.
Be the happiest guy yeah. in the world if a honey badger came in, opened my fridge.
They're nasty fucks. Like, it was a six hyenas.
Weird
against,
looking.
Against two honey badgers, and the honey badgers won. They go against tigers and lions. Like,
what are,
they'll
what
fuck
it?
You up. Like a they're little, really scary.
They're
animals.
Like indestructible little
they
rodents.
Got stung by 300 bees, passed yeah. out, got back up.
They like
they're
fight.
Good guys in the Redwall world. Great warriors.
Yeah, they
in
fight
the
like
world?
Everything.
Redwall.
They're really fucked up animals.
They have like a super okay. thick hide. They legit survive anything.
I'm
it's
terrified
crazy.
Of them.
You also put a lamprey, which I those are scary as fuck.
Lampreys are fucking
yeah,
really
you ever see
scary.
Those? They're like the big eel things, the little teeth, like the little circular teeth that like latch onto you. They're creepy as hell. And then you just put the sea...
The sea's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
They got no rules.
Mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes are way scarier than people
disease?
Give it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, West Nile.
West Nile?
Yeah, and just like, Zika? They're literally just like...
Remember when they used to spray for West Nile? That yeah. was weird.
What?
They would be like, it would be like once or twice a year, like you had to stay inside from like 6 to
mosquitoes are the animals that cause the most death by a lot of West Nile. Malaria. Mm.
Is that the only reason why spiders are good? Because they get...
One of the reasons.
Yeah, yeah right?
High school kids,
that's
you also
true.
Put...
High school kids?
Yeah,
oh yeah,
one in nature scariest things.
Yeah,
no, but I thought I put them in something else. Was it with something else?
Possibly.
High school kids in the woods.
High school kids
oh,
in the woods.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they're
fuck
up to no
you're
good.
Right.
That's they're always
that's
killing
scary.
A squirrel.
That's fun.
No,
yeah.
that's the opposite.
They're doing some crazy. I used shit. To do that all the time.
High school kids in the woods. Yeah, that's terrifying.
That's the worst of the worst.
That's where they kill each other too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever see Stand By Me?
Yep.
No. What? You guys? You never just sat out. Had a 30 pack and fucking drank beers
that's
in the
no
woods.
No good.
Certainly what's have, the... but there's also been some bad things that happen in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess
kids
I,
in our town broke a sewage pipe, flooded it with shit, flooded
yep.
the woods.
Things are always happening. We just made Christmas trees with the empty beer cans. That's
didn't you get R-worded in a marsh?
You did. You did.
Oh yeah, Dana.
Yeah.
Hey, you can say it now, Tommy. I already said it this episode.
Yeah.
We already talked about you getting ass. Like
yep.
we could say the word.
God, fucking damn.
Well, I just
but you
I mean,
literally
it's more,
got
it's more
in the
things
ass.
That he has
yeah.
to.
The more things I get to cut.
There was woods near. I did me not that get R-worded.
In the you did though.
You were just unconscious.
You woke up unconscious with your
you
pants
woke up
down in
your
a
pants
marsh.
On.
I was pissing
after your buddy Silky led you out there or whatever.
Flip, not okay. Silky.
That's. You got fucked.
Flip texts me every time I'm on here. He's like, "You guys are talking about me again, huh?"
Yep. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I mean, he probably Flip. Doesn't love that his victim is blabbing about it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the last thing you want from the victim.
Keeps talking about it.
Yeah. You're literally witness intimidation.
You talking about that time at the marsh again, Dana? It can happen again.
Tommy put the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. That was a horrifying thought when you were a kid, thinking about fucking flying through the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one, and I really like this one from Che because I've seen this video. A bobcat slowly following you while you're on a hike. I've seen that video, and it was horrifying.
Was it a mountain lion or a bobcat? I thought bobcats
one
were
of those
small.
It was one of those two things. Yeah. Either way, that video scared the
horrifying.
Shit out of me.
Scariest sounding animal.
Yeah.
It was just, you guys haven't seen this, I'm assuming?
No.
Oh.
It's like this dude's on a hike, like on a run through the woods or something, and a bobcat or mountain lion like just like corners him and starts like following him, and the guy like takes out his camera and is like recording it, and he's like backing away, and the lion just like slowly keeps walking towards him, like howling at him, and like he's just backing away, he's following him the entire way.
I don't feel bad for him.
It was scary, dude.
Exercising yeah, in their the territory, you're a fucking you know? Moron.
Mm-hmm. He did go in their territory.
It's your territory. Why exercise in the woods?
Yeah, I agree. You're up, Tommy. Honey badgers that steal your bacon. Lamprey, the sea, mosquitoes, high school kids in the woods, Bermuda Triangle, or the bobcat following you on a hike.
I think I might have to go with honey badgers. Just hearing about these things for the first time, they seem like absolute fucking... I mean, I've heard about honey badgers, Tyrann Mathieu, but I don't really know if
it
I
sounds
knew.
Like a good thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think I really knew that they're indestructible. I didn't know they're indestructible.
You cannot kill them.
Like, would a honey badger kill you if it saw you face to face?
I think it could kill you. You can't strangle it. Its hide's too thick.
Then I gotta go with the honey badger.
One for the honey badger. Dana?
I will go with, let me see one more time.
It is honey badgers, lampreys, the sea, mosquitoes, high school kids in the woods, Bermuda Triangle, bobcat.
Mosquitoes.
One for mosquitoes.
Even though I'm fucking nasty at killing those fucking things, I get them all the time. all the time. You know it. You had a lot of mosquitoes.
I don't think Marty knows.
I don't. In Long Island, we lived there. We had a lot of them.
We were catching lightning bugs.
We let the door open.
You know what?
I
actually might switch to mosquitoes. Just because the fact that it could give you a disease.
Fair.
Like, we don't talk about it enough. We talk about it as itchy, right? But they're literally taking your blood.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
And it could be, like, it could be giving you West Nile.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're just like, oh, mosquitoes.
And it's like, why give me the West Nile? Just take the blood and go away.
But we often confuse mosquitoes with just flies.
Yeah.
With any fly in the summer.
Yeah.
No, what?
No way, dude.
Yeah.
Nick,
what?
They look
very different.
They look so
very
different.
It's a different set.
But I confuse them.
Oh. You said we.
No, we all confuse them.
No.
Like, I think, when I think, all right, everybody close your eyes and picture a general fly.
Okay.
That's not a mosquito.
No.
What are you trying to
say? Exactly. Fly is
vastly
bigger. It has a distinct sound, and it doesn't bite.
And they're just fat. Mosquitoes are long and pointy with a long nose.
Right, no, I know. But for a while, when you're a kid, you hear a mosquito and you picture what a fly is.
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a Tommyism, maybe.
No, it's just, when I first, I used to interchangeably think about flies. I bet sometimes people interchangeably think about flies and mosquitoes.
So, Nick?
Let me look up a fly.
Which one of those chain options?
I'm going to go mountain lion through the woods.
Mm. Did you saw that video?
Yeah, very, very
scary.
I don't
think they'd be killing. I think there's only been 20 in the past few decades.
And you probably, but if you saw that in the woods,
I would be terrified.
Yeah. But on your day to day basis, you're not scared of it, which is fair. Which
yeah.
Is what we're growing
I
off
mean,
of.
Did you say the sea is on the table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with the sea.
It's vast
that's
as fuck.
That's the riptide. That's all the creatures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no laws.
The depth.
Oh, the sea. I thought you meant like the big sea.
Cancer?
Like cancer. I was like,
that too, yeah.
Oh my God. I was like, Marty, this is
wait, that is scary.
I just went right over.
Yeah, that'll be my number one.
Cancer
okay,
is scary.
All right, then
cancer's on
the
board. I'm picking
no,
cancer.
No, the sea. The sea scares the shit
the
out
ocean.
Of me.
The ocean, yeah. That's,
yes, yes. That's
I think gone. Everyone in the world has some sort of laws besides the sea. Like, they have no rhyme or reason down there.
Mm. Oh, woods, yeah, I mean, there could be anything down there.
Woods, they have some rhyme or reason. They have territories and stuff.
Okay, yeah, I'm going with the sea. I thought,
yeah,
I don't
but
know
you
why
can
the
avoid
sea.
The sea. The deep sea.
Mm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Can't avoid
for sure.
Can.
It's actually harder to get there than to avoid it.
Unless there's a flash flood warning, you don't know.
And then the sea comes to you.
Yeah.
KB?
The sea.
The sea. Jay?
The sea and everything that it could bring.
Mm-hmm.
Including tsunamis, floods, sharks.
If I'm on a hike and I see a bobcat, I'm like backpedaling slowly or walking slowly. If I am walking through the woods and I see some teenagers, I'm dropping everything and I'm running in the other direction.
I agree.
No, fuck. You aren't.
Yes.
You're running immediately.
Yes.
I actually agree.
They're
that's
more dangerous
scary.
Than a bobcat.
That's way scarier than a bobcat. If a group of teenagers found you while you're out in like a run in the woods...
My platform to run for mayor was a teenless town.
we're all afraid of teens. We're afraid of getting roasted by teens.
Right.
You're
no,
afraid of
I'm afraid of them assaulting me.
Yeah, I'd be
teens
afraid of that.
In,
like,
the
teens
woods. In the woods? That is
teens in the woods will hit you with sticks.
Violence,
yeah.
Yeah.
Every
they're no good.
There's so many like horror movies and scary movies and like dramas and stuff where it all starts with teens in the woods doing something fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Jay on that 100%. In fact, I would vote for the high school kids in the woods as well. Out of this
I'll change mine to teens in the woods.
Teens in the woods. Teens in the woods going to move on. And that's going up against the number one seed, which is, I think you mentioned it a second ago, KB, tsunamis. Just in general, tsunamis. Tsunamis are scary as fuck. And I feel like most of us didn't even know they were a thing until Indonesia. And all of a sudden, like, 250,000 people are there. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Did you guys see that recent video? It was on, like, TikTok of, like, a tsunami going through a house.
It was in, like, the Marshall Islands or
and, like,
that.
It very clearly looks like people die in it. But there's just, like, people,
they all
like,
said, like,
filming
everyone was, yeah, and then everyone's like, oh, everyone's okay after. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
That was crazy. So tsunamis versus teens in the woods. Man, this is a tough one. Stephen Che.
Stick with your gut.
Yeah, I mean... The Asian part of me wants to vote tsunamis, but my common sense
is... The Asian
is,
part of you also wants to vote teens in the woods.
Yeah, teens in the woods, way too scary. I'm going with that.
Teens in the woods, KB.
I'm going to go tsunamis here.
Tsunamis. You could just swim out of it, but don't get it. Nick?
I'm going to write in the Kandiru fish.
The Candiru.
Hey, you don't have to write. You don't have to write nothing in yet. You don't have to write.
Oh,
nothing
you have Candiru.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I just assumed you wouldn't.
Because that's
Because I was waiting for a weak one. Yeah, I'm gonna go tsunamis here.
Tsunamis here.
That shit'll pummel you.
Yeah. Sure will.
Another great song, Tsunami.
Also, just one. I think one of my favorite words.
Just that it starts.
That's
with
a good
T.
word.
Yeah, TSUM. Like, that's just a great combination.
Just a T when tsunami is wild.
Yeah,
it's intimidating. Marty. Yeah, it's I'm going teens because I used to, there was a baseball field, and I would always go there to like practice, and there would be these teens that built their own like dirt ramps for their bikes, and they were fucking terrified. That's fun. I don't know, you guys are off base on this. Like that.
Oh, wait, I actually have a great example of this.
I don't think you're understanding what we're
saying. I am. I know
teens,
kids in the woods
your
that hung
boys
out.
That are drunk and sitting in leaves. They're crazy.
Some people are afraid to get R-worded there.
Well, not everybody laughs it off like a funny story from their
teens
past.
Build Viet Cong level traps in the woods.
Yeah. Yes, they do though. Uh-huh. They really do.
They'll so have I just a pit with spikes.
Yeah, I just
they like put the everything on the leaves, bro. Mm-hmm. Yes.
In my hometown, the semester after my graduating grade had gone to college, like that winter, someone from our grade took another kid from our grade. We were 18. He brought him into the woods and he killed him. And he cut off his hands and he shoved dirt in his mouth. And he buried him in a shallow grave. And then they found him like a couple weeks later. And it was teens in the woods. In the woods behind our elementary school.
That was a true story.
Yeah, that's where they
true
do
story.
I mean, that's the only place
Kyle
they
Underhill.
Have.
Tsunamis. And it's tsunamis and a blowout. Those things are fucking scary, boys. I mean, what was the one? Indonesia? Was that
that's
it?
The one.
Japan.
That's
no,
the
Japan,
one.
Japan there was one.
Yeah, but Indonesia was the big one.
Indonesia was the big one.
Yeah, that's 2004. That's the one that like... Yeah.
That's
I'm still
not on my radar.
I'm still waiting for...
Japan's the one on my radar.
Like Fukushima? Around, like,
mm-hmm. No, it's yeah. Indonesia.
In so they both got it.
Fukushima caused...
I'm not
like,
denying that there was a
meltdown.
Tsunami in Indonesia, but when I think tsunami, I think Japan.
Oh, I definitely think...
I'm still waiting. I think another one's coming soon. I think
what the fuck?
Eventually you're
what
right.
The hell?
We're
yeah,
due.
Right.
When? No, we're due.
I thought
no.
we were due for a bad hurricane.
Could we get one in New York, a tsunami?
No. That's don't say that.
That'll be crazy.
Up. Don't say that.
No, I'm asking if it's
I was
even
looking
possible.
Up. It's apparently like almost impossible. Like
oh, all right.
almost
then
impossible.
If you had to say where it's gonna be, where it's gonna be.
I don't wanna divulge
into that. I'm just saying we're due
for you don't want to divulge that as if you have the information.
We are due for a tsunami.
It's wherever Dana does a cannonball. Next is the next tsunami.
They're out of country, then.
I'd probably say something over, like, you know, over by China.
Whoa. Pacific Rim?
Be specific.
Pacific Rim. Pacific. Like the,
no, I said be specific.
Pacific Rim.
Yeah, that's where all of them seem
he
to happen.
He just said that because he said that.
Yeah, he doesn't know what that is.
Because I have no idea what that means either.
You shoot basketball.
Also, if you just ask Dana three times when he says no, he says it the fourth time.
You're like the fucking Will Ferrell.
Just ask Flip. Dana only said no so many times.
That's why it's all not right. Technically, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Flip.
Let's go out back.
Shit.
Tommy.
Tsunamis.
Tsunamis.
That's funny.
Tsunami's going to move on. Before we get into the other half of the bracket, let's talk about ZocDoc. I love this ZocDoc.
I just used ZocDoc yesterday.
Great.
I used it for years before we even had them as a sponsor. That ZocDoc is awesome. We all know the things in life that we have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book them book appointments with them online. Super handy. Like, you can just take pictures of your insurance card and it matches you up with people in-network. Really, really, really simple. And, like, good for – because some doctors have such crazy long wait times and like
yeah, it tells you
yeah and it tells you like hey they're open at this time and then if you have like for example I had to use an ENT and then they didn't have another appointment for another like 3 weeks but I needed something like done urgently
mm-hmm.
so I just booked a different one and got them to do it within like the next day, which is awesome. It's super, super easy to use. That's not even on script, by the way. Love it. Typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments. We love ZocDoc here. Like we just mentioned, you brought it up. You guys didn't even know they were a sponsor, and you're saying how you love them.
I just use them quite literally 24 hours ago. Because me and Nick were texting the other day. I think I have celiac disease.
I think he does, too.
You got rumbly tummy?
Yeah.
And I booked through ZocDoc a gastrointestinal
consultation.
Mm.
Good.
What? You have thin poops? Do I have thin poops?
No.
Ribbon poops are scary. Dude,
you know the thing about being on Ozempic? You don't shit for a few days, but when you do, it's a fucking...
You're on Ozempic?
Yes.
I thought they ran out of that.
I don't think so.
I thought that was like a joke. You should definitely get off of that.
Get the fuck out
of here. That's going to absolutely give you some kind of worse disease than
being fat. Shut up, dude. Yeah. I got my blood literally 2 days ago. Everything's in the green.
It'll take a long
suck
time.
Suck my cock.
Everything's in the green. His blood is green.
Get the fuck out of here.
Everything.
Yeah, his blood, his feces.
All is green. It's all
in the green.
His teeth, the tongue, his esophagus.
It's all green.
I have no joke. The biggest shit of my entire
Dana, you want that red?
My entire career, like a week.
Your entire career
just
pooping.
The biggest.
You take a picture?
No, I don't do that. I'm not a big poop guy. It's just, I'm talking about it, but I don't like
Go to ZocDoc.com/lights and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/lights. ZocDoc.com/lights.
How funny would it be if the beer guy had to retire from beer?
Celiac?
How
you
would
probably
he?
Want that.
That'd be amazing.
A good way to go out. That'd be a good way to go
out. I mean, how else are you going to end this whole trip, this whole saga?
It's like a medically induced retirement.
It'd be a great way to go out.
And then you get a bidding war between the seltzers.
And if I did have, if I do have it, I've definitely had it for like 10 years.
Yeah,
beer. How the beer guy, man? You're probably so fucked. I haven't really been the beer guy really lately. I mean,
you just did a series of tweets about it a week ago.
Lately,
every weekend I see beer guy today.
Yeah, not since a Saturday afternoon. Yeah,
but it's not as. You know.
I don't like to throw stones because if I was 22, I'd be doing the same shit.
That's funny. I don't know, man.
Next matchup on the other side.
That'd be cool, though. It's like I can retire from beers because I got celiacs, and then
and
I'll go
talk
find
shit.
And then I'll go find the next fucking prodigy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the next thing.
Oh,
to
that'd
be
a good video series.
Listen, that's what I want to do. I'm afraid to ask Dave about it.
You tried zillion grapes,
Dave? I have celiacs.
I just have to confirm that I have celiac first, and then I'll pitch it to him.
Six versus. By the way, get a
look
doctor.
At Jay. He's got the biggest smile.
Jay's having a great time.
You talking to Dave about retiring from being the beer guy, having celiacs, is a conversation.
You try,
and that needs to be recorded.
Needs
yes.
to be.
Yeah. You'd be
oh
in tears.
God.
Dave, I got celiacs. You mind if I retire as a beer guy?
Dave, I can't drink beer anymore.
My contract's really, still going to be okay. I really fucking cornered myself, boys.
Oh, shit.
Just pigeonholed.
Next matchup, 6 versus 11 seed. The 6 seed is brain-eating amoeba. Someone brought this
ooh,
up.
Good. Oh,
good, scary.
Good.
Comes in through your nose when you're
what?
Underwater. If you get the infection, you die. It eats your brain. It's an
infection.
Me?
Where
nothing they can
this?
Do about it.
Yeah. It
where
gets
do you get this?
Like infected
Florida.
Water. Yeah, Florida
get,
is one of the
any
places.
Body of water. Any
body
of water
in just
Florida.
Was in Florida.
Mm-hmm. It, do you have to be in the ocean?
Nice.
Yeah,
fresh
it's
water.
Other water.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Like, okay, but it's not like through the shower.
No.
I don't think so.
No, no.
Oh, all right.
No. Just told him yes.
Lake.
Where do you get brain
Jay's
eating?
Loving it today.
Just imagining Tommy
you
shopping.
Can also get them from eating oysters now.
If you...
What? That's a good thing.
I love
oyster snobs deserve something.
Yeah,
some
fuck oysters. Fuck people that like
oysters.
Thank you.
I like oysters.
What's wrong with
oysters?
No, you don't.
Fucking swallow
it's
a whole.
I could, put a wet piece of Play-Doh in a shell and then put horseradish and hot sauce on it and give it to you, you wouldn't know it was a piece of Play-Doh.
Yeah,
oh, nice and salty.
Right, so you don't like
oysters.
Yeah,
I don't like oysters. Muscle gang, though. Stand up. Rise. Muscles are great.
Oh, this
KB,
fucking gym guy can't shut up.
Muscles are unbelievable.
Muscles are the best.
By far better than oysters, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Dave said I'm not allowed to have muscles.
Okay, so it says that most infections incur in freshwater lakes, rivers, and hot springs along the southern states.
Mm-hmm. But I think there's oysters now. Like, if you're having fresh oysters up in New York or here, like, you can get it from them.
It says it needs to go up your nose. So I don't know what you'd be doing to them to get them up there, but yeah. So it goes up your nose, and if you get it, you're dead. It's like an almost 100% mortality rate. It's crazy. And eats your brain. So that's going up against the number 11 seed, which is things under leaves. I have no idea what this means. I just saw it. And
I know what you mean, Marty.
Thank you. Go ahead, Marty.
The bugs.
Yeah,
that's fair. The feeling of leaves in like the
woods.
Wet leaves? And wet
yep.
leaves and like, or when they get a little
hard and crusty, and there's always things under there. I will
same thing with a rock.
Yeah, okay,
so we talked about a rock, well.
Yeah, like just things under leaves freak me the fuck out. Like there's usually bugs that you don't even know what they are under there.
Yeah. So things under leaves versus brain-eating amoeba. Can you guys hear? Do you guys have a technical problem there?
TV went off.
Saying, oh, okay. Like, idle,
but we just need like the remote or something for it.
You come more in contact with leaves than this amoeba.
Brain yeah, but when you amoeba. Phrase it as things under leaves versus brain-eating amoeba.
Funny.
You're up first, Tommy.
I'm going to have to go with the brain-eating amoeba. I mean, I do. There is a fear with the unpredictability of
you just found leaves. Out about this thing, though.
Yeah, and now it's all I can think about.
There we go. Still we're good. Don't go in a freshwater source in Florida, I guess, or in the southern states.
Yeah, I guess I won't. That's scarier. I'll go with the brain eating. Like, no matter what's under the leaf, it's probably not something that's going to guaranteed kill you.
Mm.
Could be a snake.
Dana?
Brain eating amoeba. You know, yeah. The amoeba thing, I don't want to think about it. I'm just going to say that and move on. Scary.
Amoeba?
Leaves. I come in contact with leaves a lot more.
Things under leaves. Nick?
Amoeba's up there. Like, rabies is my biggest fear.
Yeah, I've read the description.
Reading the description of people dying from rabies is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Oh, fuck. I just realized I didn't include rabies, but I should have.
Well, I didn't really get...
Rabies is scary as fuck.
And the thing is, like, bats' mouths are too small to realize a bite. And the second you show a symptom, it's too late.
Yeah, you're already done.
Yeah, but if you get it from a bat, you're a fucking loser.
If you leave your window open at night,
you're a loser. In their office right now.
Blind,
the
bro.
Biggest
they,
loser.
You, it's like Stevie Wonder killing you. It's the same thing.
Fucking blind to blind.
That's a bad take.
Sonar located. You know,
I'm on your side for a lot of things. That's a bad take.
This is where you draw the line, Dana.
And it makes him aggressive to want to bite you. And raccoon. Then your last couple months alive, a part of your brain melts and you just live in constant fear.
Yeah, tremendous.
And like
at
first,
fear.
You become hydrophobic. So,
he's
like,
afraid of
if
water.
Somebody brings water to you, you start shaking and you don't know why and you can't get it. It's horrible.
This is the worst show ever.
I legitimately
I
want to leave
these
show.
I don't know these things for a reason. Because I live in no
And there's a vaccine for it, but nobody gets it.
Can you get, like, from your dog, can you get rabies?
The dog
if your dog
rabies.
Gets bit by, like, a raccoon and your dog comes in and bites you.
So, I gotta make sure you get if you get clean. Yeah, you gotta get cleaned up.
Scary.
You have a dog?
No, we got a dog, but I don't know. What if he gets bit by a fucking raccoon?
As soon as you get bit, you just gotta go get 8 shots in your ass.
Yeah.
Like your flip.
No, it's 8 shots onto his back.
Yeah.
Nick.
Amoeba.
Sorry, Flip.
Amoeba.
Flip just got a dog, actually.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's
got a little yeah, golden retriever puppy. Doggy style on your ass.
His name is Riggs, actually.
You named his puppy Riggs?
No. They named him Rigatoni, but they call him Riggs. Riggsy.
Could have gone with Tony.
Yeah.
Flip's dumb.
Oh, Flip.
Love you, Flip.
If only we could get a name out of Rigatoni.
Come on. Riggs is crazy.
Rigatoni.
Love it. KB.
That'd be a pretty sick name for a kid. Rigatoni?
Rigatoni Shibeli?
Dude, the brain amoeba would be just the most frustrating thing in the world if you live in Florida, hot as hell, can't even go in the water.
Because
We were down in Florida, and they're like, yeah, you just can't go in, not because of alligators, because of the amoebas.
Yeah, we were on one of those fan boats, and they were just like don't let any water droplets get in
cool
your face.
Off so
we're on a
bad.
Fan boat. Like we're going 80 miles an hour on a pond.
Yeah.
And yeah, so, amoeba over leaves.
Amoeba over leaves. Jay?
Anytime when I used to live in the Northeast, like anytime it would be rainy out and you see like some gross shit in the woods and you turn one of those like leaves or like one of those stones over and you see all that gross shit, that is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing makes me jump back quicker, so that.
I agree. See, it was getting a bad rap.
Could be a pack of teens under those leaves.
You never know.
Yeah. There could be, though. That's the thing. They hide under those.
next up, we have the 3 versus the 14. The 3 seed is just Australia. Australia as a continent and a country. I just picked up the first few.
That
the
seems
most
like the most beautiful place. Yeah,
I looked up a list. Every of the like 20 of the top 50 most dangerous creatures on Earth live in Australia.
Isn't that the first? Isn't that where someone got COVID first?
Tom Hanks did, yeah. I just looked up like the first.
It was in China, dude.
No, I was like,
whoa. Oh no!
Yikes! What is that? How was that yikes? Alrighty.
How was that yikes?
Whoa!
That's where it started, didn't it?
He said.
Whoa!
We're gonna cut that, Dan.
No, we didn't. We weren't talking about where.
Tom Hanks was in
Tom
Australia.
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 Australia. Australia. What he got?
Dan just heard COVID. No, it was the Chinese.
It was China.
Yeah, it wasn't Tom Hanks. It was the Chinese.
I'm sorry. I was gonna love this.
Come on. That's not what you guys.
Our Rumble listeners like hell yeah, bro. No question about it. 3 versus 14.
It was
assholes.
One of the two.
Yeah. So I just picked some of the ones like the top most dangerous creatures in Australia. The golden poison dart frog, which you talked about as the most edible looking little creature. Size of a paperclip, 1 milligram of its poison could kill 20 people.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
The box jellyfish, which is the most lethal jellyfish in the world, and it's almost invisible to see underwater. The cone snail, which is just lives on beaches. They fire a harpoon that gives you paralysis and respiratory failure.
That's sick.
The native Taipan snake, one bite has enough venom to kill 100 humans.
Cool.
And then multiple species of black widow and funnel spiders all live in Australia, all with like the most poisonous venom in the entire planet.
Yeah, fuck so, that.
Yeah, every single of the most venomous creatures on Earth all live in Australia. All these super dangerous creatures, they all live there.
Let's throw thumbtacks on there.
Thumbtacks?
Yes.
And that's going up against quicksand. Which we mentioned before, didn't count in a sinkhole. It's a totally different thing. I looked at the numbers on quicksand. It's shocking how there's almost no recorded death of quicksand in history.
It might just be in movies.
It's a very much a movie thing.
It's a very funny John Mulaney joke where he's like, that's something you thought would be way scarier as a kid, which is true. Like the wild thornberries, they had fucking quicksand every episode.
I think Never Ending Story.
Yes, but the thing sinks in it. But that's like mud, kind of.
That
big-ass dragon thing,
the horse dies.
Horse.
You know, wild thornberries. Fastuli does a great wild thornberries noise.
What, Donnie?
Accidentally. Yeah.
So
does Mincy, so does KB.
Yeah.
They all do have good ones.
Voiced by Flea, the bassist of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Australia as a place versus quicksand. Start with you, Che.
I think, like, similar to Tommy with Riptide, just, like, I just don't go to Australia. Like, who cares? Like, you can avoid all of that. I also would never
Unless you're our producer.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Moog. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's way too long a flight. I will never go to Australia. So, I have zero fear of anything from Australia. I'll go with quicksand.
Quicksand, KB?
I guess all of the Australia and all its creatures... The Irukandji.
What's the Irukandji?
I'm looking it up now. This is like the scariest thing in the world. It's a tiny jellyfish.
I'd like to add that like island off of India where they just kill you.
Oh, the Sentinel Islands?
Oh, yeah.
that's horrifying. Yeah.
I'm afraid of them.
There's another me too. I feel like they could get to us.
Yeah, the Uncontacted Tribe?
Yeah. It's the Sentinel Islands.
Scariest thing in the world.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's like an island. It's on a
nobody can get, like, anyone that's ever tried to get there, they just fucking kill.
People try to get there to spread the word of God. Nobody's trying to get there to wipe them out. Give me a suit of armor and a spear.
Yeah, we could fuck them up.
It's, by the way, illegal to get there. Like, you're not allowed to go there at all. It's illegal.
That doesn't make sense.
Like, I think it's off India, and, like, in India, it's, like, illegal to take you there. Like, it's that's how secluded this, like, tribe is.
I think they've got King Kong.
Yeah, King Kong hidden away in there.
Well, there's a place in Montauk like that, too.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That can't
They're
be true.
They're taking street kids.
They're taking...
Oh, I've heard about this, but it might just be from you. It's like the Stranger Things.
You still can't go there. Yeah, you still Jesus. Can't go
there's
there.
Like, I got to look into this. It's like a real-life Stranger Things?
Yes, where they, like, our government injects street kids.
Are you talking about the island?
Street like kids? The
kids that don't have like families and like they're just like
orphans.
Families.
I think it's
They exile them to this island.
Are you living in Oliver Twist?
Street kids.
I know what you're talking about,
dude. Yeah, if you go there today, it says like you can't go there.
It's like Plum Island or something.
Something
like that.
Look it up.
Let's look this up.
I'm looking at the Sentinel Islands. That's what I want to know.
How does everybody know about this tribe on the Sentinel Islands?
Because there's a big story because a Christian missionary tried to go there.
Why don't we just fly a fucking drone?
How about we drop a nuke?
And they ate him, I think, right?
They ate him.
How do people know that?
That they killed him and ate him?
Story. Yeah. A big nationwide story.
They fly drones over top. They're always throwing spears at drones and stuff.
Yeah.
They think they're so fucking tough.
Yeah. It's the pussies. Come out here and fight us. Play an away game for once.
Yeah, they can't win away from home. So Nick, Australia versus quicksand.
I'm going quicksand, man. I get the feeling like, have you ever tried to like take your coat off while you have a seatbelt on and it's got like that weird like
yeah,
you spaz out.
Awful.
Or like when you get tangled up in your sheets. I think quicksand would feel like that. I wouldn't like the feeling of it going down my throat. I think it'll be a little gay. So I'm gonna go with quicksand.
Quicksand, Marty?
Quicksand. Quicksand's on my TikTok for you right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's like this like type of, it's like a muddy type of one, but it's like this mom gets stuck in it and a kid's trying to dig her out. It's fucking terrifying.
Jesus.
People will be making it on the beach, right? Don't they like
Yeah.
You can make part of it too.
Yeah.
It's like the mud and like the sand and
Yeah, you ever do it like when you put it in your hand, you let it drip out?
Mud, sand, and water?
That's what you mean the fucking dude perfect beach? Made it. They did. They're shooting threes from inside a quicksand bat. I swear. They did.
I saw that.
You saw that? Wait, it's real? Every time dude, Kyle says, I swear, that means it's a lie.
No, that one actually was it. They were
Wait, what are they doing?
Half-court shots in
they were
quicksand.
In vats of homemade quicksand doing threes or half-court shots.
I can't believe
they're
I did
so ahead of the curve, man.
I was going to say that honestly sounds like an awesome
It was
video.
Awesome. I watched it a ton.
Well, I can't find a lick about this. They're shooting three-pointers in quicksand?
It was like a half-court shot, yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing on this. You got to find that.
That seems like an easy search and find.
Yeah, like how many search results could possibly show up, but there's nothing.
Hold on.
Are you sure it's not from like Goop?
Wow, dude, perfect.
Yeah, I found it immediately.
Sick.
What'd you look up?
On what? Twitter.
This stuff is crazy. Hashtag quicksand.
What'd you look up?
Oh, it's the stuff like when you do flour and water where you can move your feet fast enough and you don't sink.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at these guys.
What do we look up, KB?
Dude Perfect Quicksand.
Is that not what you typed in?
You don't need to see it.
I didn't hear the Dude Perfect.
I can describe.
Oh, I was going to say, how the fuck did you not find it?
Yeah, I just looked up quicksand shooting threes. That's all I heard.
Dude Perfect.
That's the part I didn't hear, dude.
Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah.
You don't need to.
All right. Now that you've mentioned it, I absolutely need to see it.
Kind of sucks.
Honestly, everyone should probably turn off the bracket and go watch this.
This is ridiculous.
Probably that good.
No, it's not. Is this?
Oh, this actually that look? That looks way worse.
Yeah,
I kind of want to start a Dude Perfect video recap podcast. They let Tommy a survivor.
Yeah,
Dana, Australia versus quicksand.
Australia. I mean, Australia seems cool to me, so I would like to go there.
Kangaroos.
Yeah, they're golf. I think they got.
They do.
The foreplay guys go there for golf. Like
no, that was Liv.
The scariest thing is driving on the highways.
I'm pretty sure they would
fall asleep and die all the time.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
Yeah.
The highways in Australia are?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought you meant the highway.
In general.
I was like, fucking preach.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? There's scary things here, too, you know? Like, you could say that about anywhere. So, fuck that. Give me quicksand.
Quicksand, Tommy?
Quicksand, yeah. The feel, like the inevitability of it. If you were just in quicksand and being like, fuck.
Apparently it's very easy to escape. From everything I was reading about it, it was very underwhelming reading about quicksand.
Well.
I've seen Xena Warrior Princess get out of it once.
She's definitely done it multiple times, I imagine. Man, Xena Warrior.
I mean, Eliza Thornberry gets out of it like it's her fucking day job.
Yeah. Next up is the 7 versus the 10. The 7 seed is Meteors. Okay. Meteors, I was looking it up. They're so scary, dude.
I mean, they literally destroyed dinosaurs.
Yes, a 6-mile
that's what they say.
Long asteroid would end humanity. And I was looking
it
up.
True, it's true.
The passes that have happened in Earth are crazy, and that almost all of them. Like, if you look at the list of like close passes, like between the distance of us and the moon, like almost all of them are discovered after they already passed us.
I don't like that.
See them, we can't see them coming because like the sun's reflection or something. And like there was one that passed us last year that wasn't found until 2 days after it passed us. It came within 1/4 the distance of the moon.
Where'd what the fuck are these people doing?
I have no idea. And there's one. What?
Where'd it go?
It passed by. It didn't hit us.
It just went, dude. Just
kept going in space.
So they knew that?
They found out 2 days after it already passed us.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's another one that's coming in 2028 that's supposed to be within...
I thought we couldn't predict when it comes.
There's some of them we find ahead of time, but almost all of them they're finding after.
I'm starting to doubt this a little bit.
There's one that's coming within half a lunar distance of the Earth in 2028. And if it hit us, it would be as destructive as Hiroshima. Which is, I don't like that at all.
So it would just hit Japan?
No, it wouldn't. If it only hit Hiroshima. If it hit Hiroshima.
Yeah. That would be real.
Why are you saying it like that?
It's Hiroshima, right?
Isn't it Hiroshima?
I think they pronounce it that way. I don't know. But they, you guys wouldn't know that. Sorry to say.
Ted Jack flexing his Asian on us.
Imagine if it hit, like, Nagasaki.
Yeah, just it broke.
It's like, did God just, that sucks. But anyway. That's going up against number 10 seed, tornadoes. Tornadoes, I feel like you guys, we talked about it a minute before, like, you guys are probably more worried about than we are.
Didn't we already have tornadoes?
Yeah, I thought tornadoes we already had. That was, like, the first thing.
I thought so, too.
Tornadoes, flash floods, earthquakes, sinkholes, volcanoes, riptide, lightning.
We talked about tornadoes.
We talked about it
before we started.
Yeah, it was right before we started.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about
Nashville.
Because of Nashville, correct. Yeah. One person here is not afraid at all.
No.
So, meteors versus tornadoes. Tommy Smokes.
I'll go meteors. Yeah, I mean, part of me thinks it's all a crock of shit, but I mean, the fear that a meteor, an asteroid, a comet, whatever have you, could just like literally hit Earth and we don't even know. Like, and even if they did know it was coming, they wouldn't tell us because there's no need to cause mass panic. So I think that's really scary. Like that could, it could just hit us out of nowhere.
And they don't find out until 2 days after it's gone.
Yeah, that's like what? Well, literally, what are they doing?
Yeah. Dana?
It's fucking meteors. That's scary, dude. I'm, like, scared right now.
I know. Literally right... Guess what? A tornado's not coming right now. A meteor could come right now.
But it's never happened.
It literally they did.
Destroyed the dinosaurs.
Oh, how do you know? How yeah, but the good... The there bright no side...
A massive crater
the bright
in
side to that dinosaur thing is that the Earth's still kicking.
Yeah, just but it,
you think I give a
dead.
Fuck about the Earth?
We'd be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole world died when the dinosaurs got hit?
Except for like a little bit of plant life.
It was like a mass extinction.
Yep. Who was alive when the dinosaurs were alive?
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody.
It was just a fucking dinosaur.
We'd be all over.
How do we know?
Exactly.
Second of all,
a giant crater in the Yucatan.
Where's that?
The Mexico.
That could have just been
a massive crater that radiologically dates up with.
That is not real. Radiological dating, but
I'm not a truther of fucking dinosaurs. You know, I'm not like I believe that it happened, but like you know.
I don't know
where I'm going.
The train got stuck in the station.
I don't know. You're looking at me for answers.
I was hoping you'd help me there.
I don't even know what point you're trying to make.
Me neither.
I think it's meteors are scary as shit. That's my point. I think asteroids and meteors, I'm not convinced it actually happened with the dinosaurs, but I'm convinced it could happen today, and it scares me more than a fucking tornado. Whatever. You ever been on Twisted?
Yep.
You have?
Yeah.
When that cow fucking goes, you get a little nervous, no?
Mm.
That tornadoes are scary because you've seen it and it's happened and you've seen things.
You see meteors?
You have.
Do you remember that video from Russia where like the one like lit up the whole fucking light sky and like blew up like a giant chunk in Russia?
No, I missed that one.
It was like on all those dash cam videos of Russia. It was probably like 5 years
ago. Meteors to me are just like it's in space, never gonna affect me.
Mm. All right. Nikki?
If a meteor or asteroid, like a smaller one, lands on your property, aren't you pretty rich?
Yeah.
Like
they're all made of like gold and shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, isn't there like a lot of really valuable shit in that?
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do? We wouldn't know what to do.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, probably Bitcoin. the tornado siren is the scariest noise.
No,
like
we would.
That opening scene in Twister where the dog and the dad die, or the dog lives, dad dies.
He belts himself to the pipe.
But he dies. Yeah.
I haven't seen Twister in a while.
The dad.
Yeah.
New Twister's coming out soon, by the way. Sequel.
There's Twister 2?
Twisters.
I heard he was a Twister 2, right?
Not that I know. But there's Twisters too. They're coming out soon. I believe this year, later this year.
Huh.
So you're going with Tornadoes, Nikki?
Yeah.
Want another one for Tornadoes? KB?
Is that a thing? Are we doing? Are we calling you Nikki now?
I guess.
Yeah, someone was saying Nikki Clicky before.
I can't do it.
No, nobody call me that, please.
It made me uncomfortable both times, Ken Jack just said.
It was twice in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, it made me
uncomfortable. Because he doesn't like Nikki Smokes?
I've called him Nikki before.
Yeah. No, Nikki Smokes makes sense.
I feel like you say Nikki if it's Nikki Clicky.
But you don't, I don't say that.
Just only Nikki?
Oh.
But I wouldn't say
thank you, Marty.
Or unless it's in the bathroom, Nikki peanut is Dickie.
Yeah, every time I go to pee, Tommy's shitting and he says it.
It's a good one.
That I can get behind.
Yeah, Nikki peeing out his Dickie. Yeah. I'm going to come over and try to get a licky.
He says it every
something
time.
Like that.
Oh. Every time.
I always switch up the second half.
KB?
Tornadoes. Just the funnel, and then they regularly just wipe out entire towns in the South and the Midwest. Mm.
And, like, their paths are unpredictable, right? There's, yeah. like, just kind of go however they please.
Yeah. Che?
Imagine a very light tornado blew through Jersey City a couple of years ago and knocked off somebody's balcony bed and went into the apartment and knocked over all their piss cups in their room.
That would be an actual nightmare.
Imagine that.
Imagine that, yeah. There you go.
Fucking piss bottles, you pig. I forgot about that.
Asteroid.
Oh fuck, we're tied up.
I missed that. That was the peak. I had some peaks. That was one of the peaks.
Yeah, yeah. Man, you upgraded. You have a house box? Now.
Come on. One of your saving for a wedding.
One of your peaks involved having several cups of your own urine.
No, dude. The bed. The bed outside. That was fucking peak. I would say.
You slept there a lot.
The peaks are always just, they go, too. Yeah. I've had, you know.
You say the middle's good.
I've been neutral lately.
Middle's good.
I just need another fucking, I need another peak.
Your peaks are always downhill.
So quick.
So fast.
So fast. It's incredible. I want another one of those, but I'm getting old.
You need
so.
A new thing.
I do.
What's the new thing?
I don't, I fucking don't know.
God, that's the most depressing answer I've ever heard.
It's, you know, you put anything out, it's never going to do as good as a beer tweet. It's just not. I'm stuck. And I'm 31, and I'm stuck, Tommy.
Yeah, it's fair.
You can spend all your fucking time on it, you know what?
Thank God you have all that money from Zillion Beer.
Drinking a beer with AC/DC in the back.
You know what? That's you. That's you, though.
I'm 31.
Dude, there's gluten-free beer, by the way.
I don't know if
there is.
Sucks. It's awful.
next up, I mean, because I'm going to move meteors on. That's more scary, at least in our day-to-day. So number two seed versus the 15 seed. The number two seed is hurricanes. Stephen Shea put typhoons. Number 15 seed is black holes.
Ooh.
A lot of people were interested. A lot of people on Twitter responded with that. A couple people here responded with that. So black like holes.
They had the outer space black hole.
Is this
hole?
The last one?
This is the last one.
So there's no space.
Black holes would be. It would, that would have encompassed
space.
Black
is the
holes.
Most space thing is the world.
Space
is there's nothing.
Space.
We don't know what's up there.
Try getting there.
Space. We don't know anything.
No, I think we know a lot.
No, we don't. We know to Pluto. That's it.
Oh my
pretty
god.
Far. What?
Yeah.
The dumbest man alive.
What could be past Pluto?
What could possibly be past Pluto?
How the fuck do we know what's past Pluto?
We don't.
We have a space station.
We have no idea.
There's people up in space right now. We have a station there. People are in there in space.
Space. If I think about space for long enough, I will have a panic attack. I'm not even kidding. And I'll have to breathe into a bag.
What do you think that we as a civilization know of beyond Pluto?
Everybody says we have like other solar systems and shit. Like, how do we know?
No, I'm very much with you on that.
How?
There's other solar systems.
No, don't facepalm. How do we know? We're just theories?
No. Telescope.
Observation.
Telescopes.
I think there's footage.
We can see them.
Of all the different galaxies.
Yeah, billions.
That is
upon
crazy.
Billions.
Literally, how do we have footage of other fucking galaxies?
What's another one called?
What do you mean?
Thank you.
We're in the Milky Way.
We're in the
so
Milky
many,
Way.
Then there's other dimensions.
Like Andromeda's close by. Like, there's a whole bunch of this.
I believe that is fucking... See, like, there's mad room up there, dude.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
There's so much room in space. It just goes forever.
If I think for long enough that we're just sitting on a fucking rock, like in the middle, and I panic.
Doing beer tweets.
A rock.
I my head goes nuts.
You should watch like a video about like the Voyager mission.
We're on a rock, just sitting in the middle of fucking.
What on Earth?
But like in the middle of what?
Space.
Where are we right now?
Milky Way.
No, I think about it all the time. It's awesome.
It's fucked.
We're in the outer arm of the Milky Way. And you know what's in the center of the Milky Way?
What's that?
A black hole.
Yeah, black holes are scary.
Mm-hmm. Black hole versus hurricanes.
I'm not even trying to be dumb either. It freaks me the fuck out.
You never.
The Pluto thing, I know Nick had a disappointed look on his face.
No,
like,
no, I laughed.
What is past Pluto? Like, what planet is past Pluto?
Well, Pluto's not the closest one. Infinite amount.
Yeah.
There's other planets?
Infinitesimal amount.
Like, come on. I even knew that. Shut the fuck up.
No, but besides the ones we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everywhere, all over the place.
We should run back the mean Boys podcast.
Oh my fucking God. Seriously.
Well, space is foreign to me.
They had something. They were on to something because me and you had one of these clips go pretty viral once when we were talking about, I don't even know what, JFK getting assassinated or some shit.
Yeah.
They were on to something. It gets great fucking interaction.
He got smoked. But I believe dinosaurs are real, you know?
Yeah.
That one I believe.
You don't, though?
I do.
But you don't believe that a meteor killed them? You just believe they ran away one day?
The meteors are...
Why do you think dinosaurs are gone, though? What's the question?
I don't know.
How does anyone know?
Nobody knows.
They found a massive crater that lines up.
Never happened again.
The carbon dating shit to me has never added up. Like, how do you find bones?
The Earth has been here for how many years? Millions and millions.
Billions.
Our lifespan is not going to line up, or even the time humans have been on Earth.
Yeah,
it's such a tiny percentage of how long the Earth has been here.
What were we doing for all those years? That's what freaks me out.
With the dinosaurs?
No, what were you and where were we?
I fucked that up.
For billions of years.
Nothing.
Where were we?
What do you mean? You didn't fucking
exist.
You were
born.
Yeah, what? How does it we just pop up in 2000?
Yes. So when a man loves a woman.
That one I...
Or when a man loves a man behind a bar in a marsh.
Are you saying like we were insects before?
I don't know. It's fucking freaky.
Yeah,
where were we?
What happens when you're gone?
Stop. Come on.
I know. It's scary to think.
I think you're just chilling.
Can we stop?
Just chilling.
Let's get on with the breath.
I think there's other things to do.
Hurricane versus black hole. Stephen Che.
I don't really care that much about black holes. Let's go with hurricane.
Hurricane? Kibby?
Hurricanes.
Hurricane for sure. You guys were pretty inland, though. Like, were you, besides Katrina, ever really fucked up by a hurricane?
I just think I mean, I'm closer to hurricanes than black holes.
Fair point.
Black holes are too complex for me to understand.
I just know that we can travel through time one day because
interstellar.
Yeah,
that's real, right?
Yeah.
So you're gonna go for hurricane as well?
Yeah, Nick? Just because I can't just wrap my head around black holes. As soon as people start talking about it, I zone out. Yeah. Can't do it.
Fair.
I think it's self defense.
Hurricane. I agree with you, Nick. It's just there's. It's what is it? Just throw something and you can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta pee fast.
Dana?
Hurricanes.
Hurricane?
Hurricanes, yeah.
Hurricane.
Hurricane Sandy was such a drag.
Yeah, that sucked.
I think I had no power for 10 days.
Jesus. Before we get into the playoffs, let's hear from Ibotta. We talk about Ibotta all the time. It's officially soup season. Make sure you get all the ingredients you need to master your recipe while getting cash back on your purchases with Ibotta. Ibotta is a free app that lets you get the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. So when you make sure that you're beating inflation, no matter what you're purchasing, the average user saves $145 per year. That can cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, buy that flight you've been eyeing, or that game you want to go to, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. And while other apps give you points that don't amount to much, with Ibotta, you just add your offers to the app, upload your receipt, and get real cash that you can cash out into your bank account with PayPal or gift cards. Join over 50 million savers that earn cash back every time when you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta using the code BRACKET when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app. Start earning cash back with code BRACKET. That's Ibotta, Ibotta, in the Google Play or App Store and use code BRACKET. Thanks to Ibotta. Okay, next matchup, or first matchup of the playoffs, rather, volcanoes versus earthquakes. like almost like a disaster movie matchup. I kind of like it. Since they're out in the bathroom, we'll start with you, Stephen Shea. Earthquake versus Volcano.
I guess Earthquake, just because like it can kind of happen anywhere. Like certainly they're all like the San Andreas Faults or California, that type of stuff. But like, yeah, like Tommy was saying, like even in 2013 or 2011, whatever it was, we got an earthquake in New York City. So I think Earthquakes, just because they're a little more wide-ranging.
Wide-ranging earthquakes? Earthquakes can also affect volcanoes. It's a big thing.
True.
Kibby? Yeah.
Volcanoes, strictly because of the Yellowstone one.
Yellowstone one fucks me up. Every time I watch a documentary on it or something, it just... It's scary. Nick?
Yep, don't like being on that just waiting game. I don't like living on a time bomb, so I'm going Volcano.
Do you guys ever watch like Volcano or Dante's Peak?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those came out the same year, didn't they?
Yeah, they're twin movies. There's one scene, I forget which movie it's in, but when the guy's like trying to throw the kid onto the like subway car. Oh. Do you remember talking about? And he's like melting because he's on the volcano trying to save the kid. He's in the lava trying to save the kid.
He's taking him across a boat, right? Or like he's on a boat like through a river. My fourth grade birthday party, Dante's Peak.
You watched Dante's Peak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were the kids scared?
I feel like
Dante's Peak playing in front of Gronkowski.
PG or maybe PG-13, but like adults is a disaster movie.
Yeah.
So next one for Volcano.
Volcano.
Volcano. Volcano versus Earthquake.
Volcano for sure. Yeah.
Volcano's gonna win. No need for Tommy's vote. Next up, we have the tsunami versus lightning. Mm. After all that discussion earlier, Dana?
Yeah, lightning is putting up a good fight, but it's tsunami. It's the reason it's the one seed. I have like nightmares thinking about that. A big fucking tidal wave coming at me. Mm. And there's just nothing you can do. That scares the shit out of me. So it's got to be tsunami. Mm.
It's tsunami. I just saw a video of water smashing into a restaurant. This guy is just...
That's what we were talking about before.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Tsunami.
Tsunami, Nick? Versus the lightning?
Yeah. It's got to be tsunami here. Way more destructive.
Way more destructive.
Tsunami.
Tsunami, Che.
Tsunami.
Tsunami versus volcanoes to get into the finals. Che.
Nami Kamasu. Tsunami.
Very nice.
That's got to be somebody's name, right? Susan Nami.
Yeah.
Susan Nami?
It's got to be someone's name.
One for Tsunami.
That's a good point. Kitty.
Susan Nami.
Tsunami versus Volcano. I'll go Tsunami for the livelihoods of other people.
Fair. Nick?
Lava's hotter. That would hurt worse. Volcano.
Volcano?
Tsunami. Pompeii's scary as well.
Pompeii's tsunami creepy. Because you're... It's tsunami. The force of it...
She changed her name. That's like a... I don't want to say anything. she changed her name to be Tsunami.
The tsunami, it's a force. It's also with drowning, and it's hitting into the... It's all in one. Because lava, it's just like, that hurts.
Yeah.
You know? But the tsunami, you got six different things coming at you.
You ever see that picture of the guy in Pompeii that died jerking off?
Yeah, I love that guy.
No?
Yeah. he's like frozen into like a volcano mummy, and he's like this. Like,
so I learned that like they were covered in ash and died, right? Then the ash hardened, and then they filled the ash with like concrete.
So it would stay stable?
So, like, they would, when the ash went away, like, and the bodies decomposed, it would still be there? Is that true?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Did that guy never get to nut?
I don't think he got to nut.
Take a look at this guy.
But I like where his head was at, where, like, he saw this ash cloud come, and he was just like...
That's 1,000% what one I last would be nut. Like. Yep. That would be me.
I mean, this has nothing to do with it, but you ever seen the picture of Fabio having bird blood all
over
him?
Yes, after the roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. He crushed that thing.
He smoked
it. It's so funny.
Randy Johnson did with his fucking face.
And Fabio's definitely active on here, too. Dana?
Tsunami.
Tsunami. Tsunami versus Volcano to go into the finals.
Going to the finals?
Yeah. You missed some.
God, that was a... I pulled into healthy debate for like 2 minutes. Tsunami versus Volcano?
Volcano. Tsunami's going to move on anyway. Before we get to the other side of the playoffs, let's hear from BetterHelp. Second to last sponsor today. You guys are going to be very interested in the last one. BetterHelp. The bracket is sponsored by BetterHelp. Around New Year's, we all get obsessed with how to change ourselves instead of just expanding on what we're already doing right. Maybe you finally organized one part of your space and you want to tackle another, or maybe you're taking supplements every morning and now you want to actually eat breakfast too. Therapy helps you find your strengths so that you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that stick. We talk about this with BetterHelp all the time. I used it over COVID, so I didn't have to physically go to my doctor's office. It was awesome. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched up with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress that you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Okay, other side of the bracket. Quicksand versus the brain-eating amoeba. Tommy Smokes.
Brain-eating amoeba, easily. I mean, I didn't know about that before today. That seems absolutely horrifying. Also seems like something you can encounter more easily than quicksand. Apparently, quicksand's not even that deadly.
Apparently very easy to get out of. It's very disappointing. Dana?
Amoeba.
Amoeba?
Yeah. That's a nightmare.
Amoeba? KB?
Amoeba.
Amoeba?
I'm going to say quicksand still, but it doesn't matter.
Amoeba's going to move on. On the other side, hurricane versus meteor. Stephen Shea.
Hurricane.
One for hurricane. KB?
Yep, hurricane.
Another for hurricane. Marty?
It's hurricane versus what?
Meteor.
Hurricane.
Hurricane?
I'm a meteor guy. That shit's... I don't know. Everything in space just freaks me the fuck out.
We know.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I would have went meteor, too.
You would have meteor, too? With no Nikki, I'll vote for meteor.
Now he's back.
Nick, let Nick tie break. Meteor versus hurricane.
Hey, guys.
Meteor versus hurricane, you're tie-breaking.
I'm tie-breaking, huh?
Yeah.
Hurricane.
Hurricane, ah, damn. Hurricane versus...
Space is too big to worry about meteors.
So, hurricane versus brain-eating amoeba to go into the finals. Tommy Smokes.
I think I gotta go brain-eating amoeba. I
can't get out of here.
Hurricane is just like... I mean, they're awful. But, like, it almost seems like such the basic natural disaster.
It is.
Which I guess... Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for sure.
It is the basic bitches of natural disasters.
Whereas, like, you know, a brain-eating at least with a hurricane, there's a warning usually, you know.
There's also been a lot of misses on hurricanes.
A lot of misses.
Yeah.
Brain-eating amoeba, 100% kill rate, these things.
Dude, it's crazy.
They don't miss.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with that.
Amoeba, Dana B?
Amoeba.
Same.
What kind of hat does Kyle
have? In a blowout.
It's a beanie, no?
It's a beanie.
I was picturing, like, you know what, like babies wear, like, you know, Marlon.
It kind of does the
like
way
Marlon
it's
Wayne's.
It why,
I don't
Marlon
know
Wayne's
why
Big Mama's.
I understand what you're saying with Marlon Wayne's.
Marlon yes. Wayne's and when he plays the baby.
Yes. Yeah, the baby.
Is it called the baby?
No.
Is it
no?
It's something like
little man.
Little man.
Little man. Yeah, little that's man. Exactly what you look.
Wait, can you turn turn the logo away and put it in and.
You got a high, the top of your thing wasn't even being shown, yeah. So it was like,
yeah.
You look like a fucking baby.
Look like that's a baby. So- oh shit!
That's really funny. Amoeba. Nick.
It's amoeba for sure.
Amoeba, KB.
At least other people are dying with me with the hurricane.
Yeah, dude. Hurricane. You guys can get pulverized by one.
Yeah.
Lives ruined.
Mm.
Home's ruined.
Yeah, but at Steven. Least you don't have your brain melting out of your fucking nostril.
That, yeah, I'm not... Okay. Yeah. But that's like a realistic thing that can happen to you guys soon.
Yes. Che?
Hurricanes are no joke. Hurricanes are what brought the flood onto my house. We had to deal with a construction... general contractor named Frank. Good dude. I talked to this guy every day for like 7 months. Give me the brain-eating disease or amoeba.
Amoeba.
Just or so Frank. Don't talk to Frank anymore.
Yeah. Shout out to Frank.
No, why'd you have to mention? Why'd you have to dead name him or whatever? You had to name Frank.
He called me a couple months ago because there was another flood in the town that I lived in. It's like, you okay?
That's so nice.
Good dude. He's a good dude. He's a good dude. I like him.
All right. Last sponsor of the day. This is an interesting one. Shout out to Peacock. Peacock giving us an ad for Ted.
I was literally just saying the Peacock is, I think, my favorite streaming service.
And
what's the ad?
For Ted, the series.
I just finished it.
How would you think?
I loved it.
That's great. See, here we go. Ted is the prequel to
Hell
Ted
yeah,
and Ted 2.
Peacock.
Set in 1993, I think. At least two. You were 94, right?
94.
I'm 93. You're what, 92?
92.
Yeah, we're all around the same. Ted is set in 1993. Ted the Bear's moment of fame is past, leaving him with his best friend, 16-year-old John Bennett, who lives in working-class Boston with his parents and cousin. Ted might not be the best influence on John, but when it comes right down to it, Ted's willing to go out on a limb and help his friend and family. All episodes are streaming exclusively on Peacock as of the 11th. This is an event series. You were just talking about it. Robbie Fox has been talking about it. You had nothing great things to say about it. I feel like everyone I've heard that's seen it. Absolutely loved it.
Well,
Seth MacFarlane is really fucking funny.
He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Peacock, I mean, I haven't watched Ted yet, but it's on my list. I've been binging 30 Rock on there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I keep hearing about that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty well known.
Maybe I'll get on Peacock and watch it.
Peacock's the best.
It's a great streaming service.
Yeah. And Ted, I mean, especially
it's pretty cheap, too, I think.
Yeah.
It took me far too long to figure out that, like, it was NBC.
And the first Ted is...
That's pathetic.
It's fucking Peacock.
I know. It took me far too long.
But the first Ted specifically, like, I remember that is, I think, the hardest I'd laughed in, like, middle school or high school when that came out. It is so goddamn good. It is hysterical. And obviously, same minds behind Seth MacFarlane, all these people, a bunch of other actors that we like, including, the guy who voices Steve in American Dad, who's Scott Grimes. But yeah, a couple other people too as well. So again, it's on Peacock. It's all the episodes right now. Make sure to go check it out. Big fans over here. Okay, last matchup. We got the Tsunami versus the brain-eating amoeba.
Ooh.
Tommy Smokes, an interesting one. What are you more scared of?
Heavy hitter
here. I think just based on... Oh, man, I don't know. Dying in a tsunami would really suck. Not that that's a hot take. But it, like you said, there's like such a little chance of getting that in New York. The idea that I could just be in a fucking pond, or like Nick said, they were in just a boat thing.
You're in a fan boat? Right?
Yeah.
Down in the bayou or something.
Yeah.
And just get fleshy, like, accidentally.
Dude, Ben Minson's had multiple of these, and they've all died of starvation.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe he might have like a few.
Yeah. And they all withered and died. They had nothing.
But they're all like, oh, there's nothing here to feast on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the brain-eating amoeba.
One for the brain-eating amoeba. Dana B.
Tsunami.
One for the tsunami.
Susan Nami.
Nick?
I got to go amoeba.
2-2. KB.
Yeah, tsunami.
3 for tsunami, 2 for the brain-eating amoeba. Steve J?
Tsunami.
Tsunami's the big winner of the bracket episode 111.
Bias there.
What?
From Jay.
The big winner of episode 111, things that scare us the most in nature, tsunami. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week with a new topic. And thank you, boys. You got to get you boys on more often.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Marty's on every episode.
Marty's always on.
But the combo of you two is always a blast, and I feel like we need to get you two talking.
Stupidness going more than I like it. Yeah, I like it.
We need to just get you guys talking about anything. We just need to have a space podcast with you two.
We've had that conversation far too many times. It gets worse and worse.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code BARSTOOL for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.